This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday he has important information for President Donald Trump about how to respond to the recent attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. He spoke after meeting with leaders in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The top U.S. diplomat has said there was enormous consensus that Iran was responsible for the middle-of-the-night missile and drone attacks. Last weekend's attacks temporarily knocked out half of the Saudis' oil production, nearly 6% of the global oil supply. After meeting with Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, Pompeo told reporters in Dubai, "We're here to build up a coalition aimed at achieving peace." Pompeo added that the coalition would like a peaceful resolution, and he hoped Iran's leadership sees things the same way. Earlier, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told CNN that any U.S. or Saudi military strike against Iran would result in an all-out war. Zarif said Iran doesn't want war, but won't hesitate to defend its territory. Israeli political challenger Benny Gantz said Thursday that he, not Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, should lead a new unity government. Gantz's centrist Blue and White Party won the most seats in parliament in this week's election. There was no clear winner in Tuesday's vote, but Gantz's party won 33 seats to 31 for Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party. Both leaders called for a unity government, but Gantz said that he should lead the next government since his party won more seats than Likud. At least 15 people are dead in Afghanistan Thursday, dozens more injured after a car bomb attack that was claimed by the Taliban near a compound used by Afghanistan's intelligence agency in Kalat, the capital of Zabul province in southern Afghanistan. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee is holding a closed-door session Thursday with the Intelligence Committee Inspector General. This as lawmakers hope to learn more details of a secret whistleblower complaint that has sparked a legal battle between lawmakers and the Trump administration. The AP's Mike Hempen has more.
The Washington Post reports Inspector General Michael Atkinson is to testify today. According to the Post, the complaint involves an intelligence official's allegation that President Trump made an unspecified promise to a foreign leader. The Post cites two anonymous former U.S. officials. However, the Associated Press has not confirmed the report. The Intelligence Committee Chairman, Congressman Adam Schiff, says Atkinson determined the whistleblower complaint was credible and urgent. The White House has not commented. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has apologized after a photo surfaced of him wearing brown face at a party in 2001.
What I did, the choices I made, hurt people who thought I was an ally. I am an ally, but this is something that obviously I deeply regret and I never should have done.
Trudeau spoke to reporters Wednesday for that quote after Time magazine published the image. He said he was dressed up in an Aladdin costume for the gala where the theme was Arabian Nights. He said his life of privilege had left him unaware that his actions on this matter were hurtful.
I didn't understand how hurtful this is to people who live with discrimination every single day. I have always acknowledged that I come from a place of privilege, but I now need to acknowledge that that comes with a massive blind spot.
Trudeau is currently on the campaign trail before Canadian federal elections. The image could undermine his chances for re-election with less than 5 weeks to go before polls open. U.S. lawmakers will move next week to begin passing legislation combating human rights abuses in Hong Kong. It's an action intended to send long-term support to democracy activists there. Some of the key activists in Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement were on Capitol Hill this week. Here's Denise Ho.
I want to thank the Congress for giving the support because, this is a message to these Hong Kong people that we are not isolated in this fight. We are in the forefront of this very global fight for universal values.
Ho spoke Tuesday on Capitol Hill. After months of protests, activists in Hong Kong succeeded in forcing the withdrawal of an extradition bill that was widely seen as an incursion by the mainland Chinese government. If legislation passes in Washington, the bill will allow President Trump to use the Magnitsky Act to sanction Hong Kong and Chinese authorities for human rights abuses. Marissa Milton, VOA News. We'll be right back.